Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome into Weebcast with your boy C Dub, aka Maury, aka the Independent Vero, aka the sun is tearing up my ass right now. Sun's right in my eye. So if I complain about that through the episode, I apologize. But welcome in. Take a seat. Take a load off. Because I'm talking Chainsaw Man. And look, I know you might be a little upset with me. Because you're like, oh man, where's Neon Genesis Evangelion? I wanted to hear about that. Where's that two-parter episode? I want to hear that greatness from you, C-Dub. Where's that shit at, man? And don't worry, it is coming, I promise you. It's just after that trailer last week. Chainsaw Man has been on my mind. I've reread it again. And I say, you know what? I think it's time to do a nice Weebcast guide to Chainsaw Man for the beginners out there. There's a lot of people who are experiencing Chainsaw Man for the first time. They saw the trailer and they probably, you know, maybe went to go get a subscription to Weekly Shonen Jump and started reading it. You know, maybe buying some of the volumes at their Barnes and Noble or something. And I was like, you know what? What's the perfect thing to help these people out? Because that's all I do. That's what I'm about. Weeb the people. Ooh, t-shirt idea. Ding ding. But weeb the people. And I wanted to help out. So I was like, I'll compile a little guide. For those who just maybe were thinking about even just getting into Chainsaw Man before it premieres sometime in the spring of 2022. Was that the it was no set date, but we'll get all that. We'll get all that. Chainsaw Man is one of the favorites out there. It was one of my favorites to me. And MAPPA released the first trailer. Ooh, was it back in? Was it just before June 28th? I think it's probably been a week when this episode comes out. So Anime Adaptation, we saw the first trailer. And now some of the key staff involved on the project. But I'm so excited to relive this story again. Animation on the series looks absolutely top-notch. Smooth like butter. And like I said, if you're unfamiliar with the series, it's available in English via Viz Media. Which outlines, you know, I'll do the outline story in a minute when we get to the guide. I'm setting it up. I'm setting it up for you guys. But the anime will be directed by Ryu Nakayama. Hiroshi Seko will be writing the scripts. Kazutaka Sugiyama, I think, is doing the character designs. And Yoshihara, I don't know why his first name is escaping me, Tatsuya Yoshihara is leading his talents to drive the action home. And the music will be handled by Kensuke Ushio. So I'm excited, especially for Ushio's music and Sugiyama's character designs. Like I said, I don't think there's a date, at least at the time of this recording, that I don't remember. There's no air date. But, you know, like I said, it's likely it's coming this fall. But with the pandemic still very being alive and well in Japan, a spring 2022 release wouldn't surprise me either. And before we get into that, I want to tell you about today's sponsor. After I tell you about today's sponsor, I'll tell you a little bit more about the trailer, and then we'll get into the guide. Because it's our friends here at Omeo. Because today's episode is brought to you by Omeo. Omeo is a travel booking platform that makes planning a journey in Europe and North America effortless. Just enter your travel details and Omeo will magically give you all the train, bus, flight, and ferry options for your journey. And it's never been simpler to book your first real vacation of 2021. Best of all, using Omeo saves you time and it saves you money. And that's a win-win in my books. Because Omeo wants to help you leave your house this summer by offering 5% off your next booking. Just head to Omeo.com and use the code Omeo5, that's O-M-I-O-5, at checkout. And this is valid until July 31st for new users on all modes of transportation. It's just the pick-me-up 2021 needs. Omeo, plan, book, and love the journey Terms and conditions apply. The link for that is in the show notes of this episode. Make sure you guys check that out, because it is very useful. So easy to plan a trip on Omeo. Recommended it to a few of my friends who listened to the show. They said, look, the discount was great, but how easy Omeo is to use and just to get a quick, nice rate on traveling. They wanted to travel by a bus. They loved it. They fucking loved it. And I know I'm going to love it too when I eventually use it. But let's get into this, the trailer a little bit more. Because I know by now, most people have seen the trailer for the upcoming Chainsaw anime. Unveiled during the Studio MAPPA's 10th anniversary event, it looked pretty good. And delivering on the months of anticipation that's been building ever since the announcement was first made more than half a year ago. Nevertheless, it is worth pointing out that this trailer is probably not an accurate reflection of what the Chainsaw Man anime will actually look like. You're probably asking, what do you mean by that, Chris? And this is because, in all likelihood, it's pre-animated. There's no confirmation of this through the official sources, but it can be almost inferred that the kind of footage featured, if the shots were taken from the actual production, for example, then the scene featuring Aki, Denji, and Power eating at the dinner table should have not have been animated yet. Unless the production several episodes and even seasons ahead. What's more, some of the sequences in the first Chainsaw Man trailer are entirely new and original, such as Kobeni playing in the ocean with Power and Denji. Undoubtedly, you know, they're meant to serve as winks to the manga reading audience, which is pretty cool. But indeed, this wouldn't be the first time Studio MAPPA has put together a pre-animated trailer to show off a highly anticipated project. Our first look at the Attack on Titan final season was almost entirely composed of footage created for promotional purposes. Even featuring scenes that wouldn't even make it into the finished product because of the number of episodes. And the argument is that a pre-animated trailer sets a standard for the production team to aim for. But there are several problems with this. First of all, Attack on Titan, the final season, ultimately did not end up looking like the initial reveal. Not only were the Titans mostly animated in 3D, the direction took up a more stilted dimension as the adaptation kind of went on. And we know now just how overburdened and overworked MAPPA animators are, with freelancer Mushio likening the studio's work conditions to that of a factory. That's a quote. That was a real quote. And as a result, whether Chainsaw Man can actually live up to the lofty standards set by this trailer remains to be seen. But the lack of a concrete release date at least implies that the production team are planning to take as much time as they need to get things right. I want to believe, but a pre-animated sizzle reel isn't enough to overcome my anxieties just yet. Now. As I just take a few unprofessional sips of iced tea on this hot-ass day in here. But welcome to the beginner's guide to Chainsaw Man. Thinking about getting a Chainsaw Man? Well, this is the perfect guide for you. You will learn all the basics you need to know before going into this awesome series. Even if you know nothing about Chainsaw Man, you could probably guess a few vital elements of the manga from the title. In other words, it's about a guy who's also a chainsaw. So you could probably guess that it goes pretty hard on action, bloodiness, brutality. However, we won't be featuring such visuals, or I'm not presenting visuals, but screw it. I won't be featuring those visuals. That's for you to discover. But rest assured, this guide is completely safe for work, all right? Trust me. And are you ready to learn? Yeah? Okay. Oh, that was like Dora a little bit. But created by Tatsuki Fujimoto, Chainsaw Man is an action manga. It was serialized back in Weekly Shonen Jump in December of 2018 and ended just in December of 2020. And it's centered around a destitute boy who becomes part chainsaw after a run-in with a devil. The series has gained acclaim from Japanese and overseas fans alike for its unique brand of craziness and dark take on the world of shonen manga. It has also been recognized as the year's best manga in category by two separate organizations. Next, fans can look forward to a TV adaptation by MAPPA. At least we got the staff. We still don't know the drop date, unfortunately. Hopefully, we fall of this year, but we'll see. Now for the story. Simply, in a world where devils, monsters born of human fears, roam society and terrorize humans, an unfortunate young man named Denji works as a devil hunter to pay off his dead father's debts. One day, he's killed by a devil, having fallen victim to a Yakuza plot. But however, his death fulfills a contract with his devil dog, Pochita, thus transforming him to the legendary Chainsaw Man. And now, he's part devil, and Denji must hunt devils as part of a government team to escape being targeted himself. So, I mean, where is better to start than our young devil hunter, the young god, the OG, my boy, our boy, Denji, a young devil hunter who died and came back to life as the human devil hybrid with the help of his former pet dog, a chainsaw devil named Pochita. His chainsaw form can be activated by pulling the cord on his chest. And Denji is he's no stranger to hardship. You know, before his transformation in his new position as a public safety devil hunter, he's been resorted to selling some of his own organs to repay part of his father's debts. But nevertheless, as a self-proclaimed 16-year-old, he maintains some simple desires in life, like spreading jam on some bread, enjoying that in the morning, and as well sleeping with a girl before he dies. My man just wants to get some titty. Pochita. That's good to go next, right? The chainsaw devil himself, herself, itself, who takes the form of a cute little dog, albeit with a little chainsaw sticking out of his head. After suffering terrible injuries, he meets Denji, who saves Pochita's life by providing him with blood to drink. Having become attached to the boy in his dreams of a normal life, Pochita later returns the favor by bringing Denji back to life and merging him to become Chainsaw Man. Who I think was probably the villain of the year last year, probably when this manga was running for 2 years, or just a little bit over 2 years, it was probably the best villain Weekly Shonen Jump had in its book, in its magazine, and that's Makima, a mysterious public safety devil hunter who leads the Special 4 Division Squad, recruits Denji, and also takes him to be her pet. In addition to her combat abilities as a devil hunter, she is highly intelligent, calculating, often manipulative, and especially in accordance with Denji, with kindness and threats in equal measure. One of my other favorite characters, closely behind Makima, is Aiki Hayakawa. He's also a public safety devil hunter in Makima Squad. Despite his desire for revenge against the devil who killed his family, he is a rational young man, somewhat, and who truly cares about his comrades. And after Denji is recruited, they begin to live together under Makima's orders, and he is parted with, Himeno. That's right. Almost forgot about that. Now, Pawa! Another bae. She's the beast. A public safety devil hunter in Makima Squad. Pawa, despite her appearance as a pink-haired young woman, she's actually a powerful blood fiend. Aggressive, she's selfish, but she nevertheless finds in herself to become true friends with Denji and Aki. What the hell am I talking about? A public safety devil hunter in Makima Squad. She's calm, collected. She has vast experiences in hunting demons, which has also given her a certain pessimism about the occupation, and as well as her own work. You know, she's partnered with Aki, and who has known him since he was a rookie devil hunter. So they actually have a really cool connection. Hirokazu Arai is one of the rookies in Makima Squad, and he's kind of received training from Himeno as well. While he doesn't really trust devils and fiends, he kind of cares for his teammates, and he's earnest about his job. And his partner is Kobeni, which is more of another, I guess you can call him one of the other major players in the squad. I'm a rookie public safety devil hunter as well. Despite her occupation, she shows extreme fear when faced with devils and general danger. And like I said, her partner is Arai. Now, some of the keywords I do want to go through real quickly, because they pop up so much throughout the work, and these words, not just because they're just important to know and understand, but they actually do play a specific role in understanding the story and how it flows, and the meaning behind people's words, depending on who's uttering them and all that stuff. It'll make more sense when you actually read them. But let me go through some of the key words that are very important. Devil. And these beings are born from human fears, or just about anything, really. But they're usually from physical objects, but also, you know, like guns, to creatures and just concepts in general, and they came and upon coming to existence, they take the name of the thing that is feared and generally displayed related abilities and physical features. So a devil's power depends on how much their namesake is feared, meaning some are weak enough to be defeated by ordinary human weapons, while others require the skills of experienced hunters. But overall, however, they are more difficult to kill than human because they are able to heal injuries by drinking blood, human or otherwise. And the ones that hunt these people, these beings, are devil hunters. And these are humans that work to exterminate devils and protect other humans. And in Japan, they are either affiliated with the government, the public safety, or act as bounty hunters or mercenaries. And those people are from the private sector. Now, next is fiend, or majin, devils who have possessed human corpses, and fiend's abilities are much weaker than that of the original devil, so they are usually born of an attempt to escape imminent death. A contract, another really important term, or piece in this manga, is that devils are able to make contracts with humans, and in which and both parties exchange something. And for example, a devil might allow a human to use their devil abilities in return for a part of the human body, on their senses, or even a portion of their lifespan. And devils may make contracts with any amount of people and carry with any terms as long as both sides agree for each contract. I do want to get into the manga and just give you a quick little overview of metaphysically of the manga. The first part of Chainsaw Man, the public safety arc, Okoen, began serialization in Weekly Shonen Jump from December 2018, and then December 2020 was the end of it. It even won, like I said, it won the 66th Shogakukan Manga Award in the Shonen category, which rightly deserved. It was also named the top manga of 2021 in the men's category of the Kono Manga. It was the Kono Manga Ah Sugoi, which is This Manga is Amazing ranking. I know it's a fun. I love the name. And the first arc has been published in 11 volumes, currently available in North America through Viz in both physical and digital volumes. And overseas fans can also read it online through Shueisha's Manga Plus website and app. And you can read it on the Viz Media Shonen Jump app as well. And a second part is slated to run in the online magazine Shonen Jump Plus. So whenever the second part of the manga comes out, whenever that may be, it may not run in the main weekly Shonen Jump magazine, which is kind of important, but it's also interesting. I kind of want to do an episode specific on that, especially because this is such, and that may change, I don't know, maybe it may not, it may run on both. But the fact that they've came out and said that is going to be, whenever the second part is going to be on the online magazine and not on the printed magazine, makes me think, y'all know how popular Chainsaw Man is about to be. It was one of the most highest selling manga without an anime. It was in the top 5 or top 6, I believe, of the most selling manga of last year and half of this year. And it was one of the only ones in the top 6 or 10 or whatever that didn't have an anime adaptation with it. So I don't understand why they would put it just on the online magazine. But look, I mean, a lot of people read. Like I said, I'm only speaking for the American reading audience. You know, we can buy the physical magazines, but then the shipping and all that stuff. So a lot of people just, you know, have, you know, read it through Viz Media Shonen Jump, which is only $2 a month. I highly advise everyone who loves manga, especially Shonen Jump manga, just buy that. But I'm interested in why it's just only going to be on the online magazine Shonen Jump Plus. But that's another episode for another day. But if you're pressed for time, there's a awesome YouTube YouTube little manga trailer, which is really cool, which is on the Viz, on the official Viz YouTube channel. It's so cool. I love manga kind of styled videos, and it's great. For the TV series, like I said, MAPPA is, you know, set to produce a TV adaptation of Chainsaw Man, and we have some details on the staff. We don't have any details on the casting quite yet that I've seen officially. But there is a really cool, they have an official website, though, which you can get all your information there from, with a really cool URL, and it's chainsawman.dog. It's cool. And the official author, Tatsuki Fujimoto, expressed some eagerness with plenty of excitement and humor, commenting that he wouldn't believe the studio behind Dorohedoro and Jujutsu Kaisen would be producing Chainsaw Man, despite it, you know, it being a copy, kind of like a copy of the aforementioned manga. So I this is why I like Fujimoto. Not only that his writing is so unique and so funny, out there, bombastic, he's very so self-aware. He's so honest and true to himself, and he seems like a generally funny guy. And at the moment, there were no, there's a trailer. Like I said, we already talked about that part. But I think there's also another cool, like, manga visual kind of thing we can find on one of the, I don't know if it's on the Viz one or the Shonen Jump YouTube, where they have a really cool, like, little music themed, getting people hyped for Chainsaw Man. But Chainsaw, if you're wondering why I've suddenly gone off the deep end, do yourself a favor, watch the videos, go online, watch some Chainsaw stuff. Don't get spoiled unless you're going to read it first. Please read this manga, because I'd love for you to finish, and I really hope this guide gets you to say Chainsaw. I really hope the Weebcast official guide to Chainsaw Man propels you to go and read this manga eventually, and then also whenever the anime comes out, get you ready for the anime. So this has been Weebcast with your boy, a.k.a. C-Dub, a.k.a. Mori, a.k.a. the Independent Variable, a.k.a. almost Mr. Half-Blind with the sun in his face, a.k.a. Mr. Iced Tea Drinking, a.k.a. Makima Simp. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Now, next week, I will be doing the first part of my Neon Evangelion Genesis. Oh, my God. I cannot talk today, but my Neon Genesis Evangelion topic kind of podcast episode essay thing, it'll probably be in two parts, depending how things go. But I'm really excited to let you guys, because it's been something that's been on my mind for a while now, and I really need to get it out there. I really need to share my thoughts on why this anime is so important. You may think you know why the anime is so important to anime and to culture in general, but I'm about to give you a whole new fresh perspective on that, so make sure you guys are ready for that. But that is it for me. Like I said, I hope, thank you for allowing my voices into your ears and into your homes. stay tuned for next week. Got some exciting content. And also, if you want to suggest a topic or you want to get on the show, hit me up on my social medias, which are down in the show notes, with my Twitter at Base Senpai, the official Weebcast show Instagram at Weebcast TV. You can hit me up on my email at clw19@mail.com. Those three ways are perfect ways to get in contact with me. If you do it there, instantly I can get back to you real fast. Also, if you want to support the show, which I greatly hope you consider to support the show, you can support the show a number of ways. You can do it through Anchor, the Anchor support, which is usually the last thing posted in the show notes. Hit that and you can get you can support it with $1, $5, or $10 directly to the show. You can also do it through Patreon if you want to get some perks. You can support it with as low as $1 a month. You get your own special RSS feed of the show. So you get all my special bonus episodes and bonus content, Q&As. You get to suggest topics earlier. You get it on the show. You get on the live shows. So much other benefits. And they also just stack and stack, because there's also a $1 one, a $2 one, and a $3 tiers. So definitely check that out at patreon.com/weebcastshow. And also, you can just donate directly to the PayPal. That'd be greatly appreciated as well. Like I said, it goes straight to the show, to improving the equipment, getting better guests, and all that good and juicy stuff. You can do that right on my PayPal, which is also linked in the show notes. Thank you so much. Like I said, please consider supporting the show. It greatly helps. Definitely want to start creating some goals for the end of the remaining of 2021 and support and getting the show. Trying to get at least 5 patrons. I'm thinking at least maybe 10 to 15 guests, you know, maybe almost 20 guests for the rest of the year, you know what I'm saying? So all that will help. But I'll let you get out of here. You guys have a lovely weekend. Stay safe. Treat each other right. Weave the people. I'm out of 3000. See you.